How would you like to be in the next major Christian film? Let me tell you something really cool the International Christian Film Festival is doing for the 2016 festival. If you're an actor, you will have the opportunity to audition in front of some of the best Christian directors, producers, and writers. What better way to show off your God-given talent for all these people to see at the same time? And guess what? Once you register, you will have access to all of the festival movies, networking opportunities, and so much more. I know I will be there, and I hope to see you there too. All you have to do is go to www.internationalcff.com and click on casting.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like a fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like a sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep, I keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Tan Talk Studios. I'm Dawn Reese with Hollywood Connections, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. And I'm Miss Diva, being a witch today.
Right. And you are a gorgeous witch. You're a good witch.
Thank you.
And I was a princess pirate yesterday.
Oh, you were beautiful too.
Aw, and now
I got your text message.
Thank you. And cowgirl today. And to my left, I have pal Joey. How are you?
Oh, just wonderful today.
I know. Happy Harvest Day.
Thank you.
I know. And you know what?
Look at his teeth.
Beautiful.
Ah. I sharpened them just to come
here. Are you a vampire?
You can come over here and give me a kiss on my neck.
Uh-oh. Well, you know that song that we just played was Kick in the Head. That was you.
Yep.
Yes.
Isn't he amazing?
Fabulous.
I know. And so, you know, Yvonne, we have a lot of film festivals coming up.
I know we do.
And so the cool thing is we got to get you into the film festivals and sing. So I have a couple people that are going to be listening, and we're sending more over to them, and we're really excited.
Yes, he has a fabulous voice.
I know. And you know what? Before our callers call in, you know, I always call this harvest weekend, you know. But you know what happened to me?
What?
I had harvest meats. I am so excited. And this is my second time I won. I won a ham last year.
Okay.
So if you go to Harvest Meats and you like and share, like on a Wednesday or Thursday, they'll say they'll give 15 winners.
Mm-hmm.
And I won like this like pound of chicken quarter legs and white potatoes.
God.
I know. And hamburger. So it's a great cookout.
Yes.
And so I just wanted to thank them. And, you know, my daughter-in-law won three times and my son won once.
This is really a good time for cookouts.
I know.
The weather is beautiful here.
I know. And so that was Harvest Meats, and I want to thank him so much. So how are you doing, pal Joey?
Well, you know, going with the, rolling with the punches.
Punches?
I've been getting punched a lot.
Oh, why?
Well, you know, like I said, I sing someplace Wednesday night, make a set of price, but the guy gave him a break, cut it in half. At the end of the night, I go to collect my money after I sang for 3 hours. And he says, oh, we can't pay you. We didn't make enough money.
Oh, that's no. Terrible. That's not right. That's not right.
That's really terrible.
Well, you know, with Hollywood Connections, we don't promise anything, but we open the door of opportunity. And, you know, we just had more people on Home Shopping Network, Yvonne.
Oh, you did?
I did. I sent my fiancé the other day. Yes, and mm-hmm. he got this nice, beautiful $400 guitar from Keith Urban.
Beautiful.
And yes, and so, you know, he was there, and I had many others that were there as well. Mm-hmm. And we'll be doing some more casting, so we'll let everybody know about that. And Peter, how are you doing today? In the back.
I'm doing great. How are you doing? Happy Halloween.
Thank you. Thank you. So what's your costume today?
My costume is a radio guy.
A producer.
Talk sports.
A
yes.
radio producer.
Producer, yes.
I know. Really excited. Well, you know what? We have Michael Givens, the film director, that's actually going to be here on the 20th.
Very cool.
So we're going to have people calling in and asking him questions. And there's a film festival coming up that we want to get you in that weekend as well.
All right.
So I just want to, you know, that'll be up on the Tan Talk Radio website connected to Facebook with me.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So
all right.
So
good to go.
Good. So can we play a little Monster Mash for a little minute here, for a little bit of kind of Halloween Monster Mash?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me get that on for you here.
Yes,
for a little
I
minute.
Need that.
Remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
I like that song. Wait until our callers call in. They're calling in from Los Angeles. They're calling in from Vegas. They're calling in from Canada.
Oh, wonderful.
My reporter from Canada is calling in. And what do you think of the show?
I just have one question to Joey. What can you do to keep that from happening to you?
Thank you.
Start bringing contracts with me.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sing. Don't set up. Let them pay me first.
That's it. Take a deposit down.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, just have them pay me up front.
That too.
Before I get up on stage.
Because that's not nice.
You need an agreement with them.
Yes, you do.
There we go. Here we go. Let's do a little Halloween music.
My monster from his lab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode.
Okay, we're just running a little bit over. Thank you for my callers on hold for a minute. We're going to be right with you because of our commercial spots today. And Colin, we were just talking about you. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for having me on, Don.
Thank you. So what do you think about the show so far?
It's awesome. I've been listening in for a couple weeks now, and it's been great. It's nice to know that you folks are doing stuff like this out there.
Thank you. That's back in my college days, you know, Yvonne, when James Brown opened the door for me, and this was my passion, my purpose. And you are doing a film festival. We were just bragging about you, and that singer you just heard was actually a fabulous singer here that does. Tell him, say hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Tell me what you.
How you doing?
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, I do a Sinatra show. I could do about 3 hours of Sinatra, but I mix it up with just a little bit of old R&B, Drifters, stuff like that.
So we have to get him over to you.
But you know what? He really is just Joey, pal Joey. He really sounds like himself, but he sings Sinatra songs. But he has his own talent, his own voice, if you really listen to it. And that's what I love about you, Joey.
I know. He's fabulous. And tell us, Colin, what you're doing with your film festival, the dates, how people can sign up, what it's all about.
Yeah, so we are, it's open submission right now. We have the deadline is November 1st, and then we have a late deadline, November 9th. We are doing it on filmfreeway.com. You can search Craft Film Fest is the name of the festival on there. And this is our inaugural festival, so we are happy to launch it, and it's something we've wanted to do for a long time, and we're always reaching out to the arts community to work on events and projects and engage them in any way we can. But we have 8 categories, including a couple of student categories. We wanted to invite them to come out and show their stuff, and lots of great prizes, and we're looking forward to it. We've already seen a lot of amazing stuff and submissions so far, so looking
nice.
Good.
What kind of, do you have celebrity guests on board? I know Michael Givens is coming in. I'm excited.
Michael Givens is coming down. We are so happy to have them. That actually just recently, we just recently locked that in. So we're really excited about that and coming together quite well. We have a few other local speakers that are going to be disseminating any lessons learned in the industry that they have for all the up-and-comers that want to get their career going in this industry, and we wanted to showcase local culture as well. It's something that we're really proud of. We are a craft brewery, or Green Bench Brewing Company, that's the producer and host of the festival.
Where will this festival be hosting? Where will it be?
The festival. So it's November 20th.
Yes.
21st at at our brewery, and we have about 24,000 square feet that are going to have three different screens for feature length and shorts. And then we have outdoor movie theater in our beer garden, and that's going to be showing some of the feature lengths after dark. So pretty cool venue, lots of great beer and local culture, and we're pretty excited about it.
Well, I like beer.
Well, hey, how about we bring Pal Joey over there? We got to talk. Some Frank Sinatra music. How about that, Colin?
Sounds great.
Sounds great to me.
Well, we will promote that. Give me a commercial. We'll air that soon. And we want to thank you so much. Any last words, Colin, that you want to say?
No, we're just looking forward to having everybody out. It is a free festival, by the way. So come out, grab a beer, and see some amazing movies, and we'll see you out there.
Oh, we'll be there for sure with our reporters. I cannot wait. And Michael Givens is doing a workshop at your place coming up. And then, you know what? I'd love to have you in the studio, if you can, with him, you know, on the 20th.
Absolutely. We'll do our very best. I might be a little busy here that day, but we'll see what we can do. We'll try to get out there.
Fabulous. Another film festival that's around the corner. We're really super excited, and thank you so much for calling in, Colin.
Thank you, Don.
And have
thank
a
you.
Happy Halloween day.
Yes, happy Halloween. All right, we have Vegas on the phone. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, tell everybody who you are.
Hi, am I on now?
Yes.
Yes.
You're live on the air.
Okay, hi, everybody. How's everybody doing? My name is W.G. Gerard, editor-in-chief of SGIB Magazine, representing Vegas. And since I'm representing Vegas, I should tell you where I'm broadcasting from. I'm broadcasting from the Stratosphere.
Ooh.
And a little history about the Stratosphere. It was owned by the Americans, a casino enterprise. It was built in, it opened in April 30th, 1996. It has 2,427 rooms.
Nice.
When it first opened, it was forced to close almost immediately. It had forced to go into bankruptcy. Mm. But after it had regained control over its stock, then it was able to do what it wanted to. But there are a few other spheres in the country. The CN Towers in Toronto, the Wills Towers, formerly known as the Sears Towers in Chicago, and the Stratosphere is the tallest freestanding tower in the United States and the Western Hemisphere, and you also have one more. It's called the Space Needle in Seattle. Okay, there's my history for as far as representing Vegas. So how's everyone this morning?
Fabulous. And you know what? Did you book something for the pre-Grammys? Did I see that on Facebook?
Well, you know what happened? Yesterday, I finally put the deposit down on the venue.
Ooh.
It's going to be held,
need a hand clap.
Station. February 28th. It's going to, doors open at 7. 7 to 8 is usually networking. And then from 8, the show is going to start. So I'm really, very excited because I have a lot of people who have made commitments to come. But what I have for you today on the line.
Oh.
Now, you know the magazine is SGIB. Urban Raw Truth, a photographer's magazine.
Right.
Because that's who I am. I'm a photographer who's outgrown my box. So it gives me great pleasure to have this gentleman on the line because there are a few photographers who I admire. Gordon Parks, Francesco Cavullo, who used to do the covers for Cosmopolitan, and Salatum. But this photographer here has probably spawned more photographers than a truckload in Carter's Got Liver Pills. His name is Lamon McLemore because he used to do the feature in Jet Magazine called Beauty of the Week.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that.
All of you have seen Beauty of the Week at some point in time or another.
Yes.
But not only that, did I introduce him? He's also the founder of the group The Fifth Dimension.
Oh, there you go. You were just talking about that. Mm-hmm.
There's also an interesting story how Aquarius became, how he even got recorded by Fifth Dimension, and he's also the reason why Essence Magazine is Essence. So, right, with no further ado, Mr. Lamon McLemore. Say hello, Lamon.
Welcome to Tantalk.
Hi, how are you?
How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Fabulous.
Yeah, they're doing great.
Yes, we are. I'm so glad that he spoke about Gordon Parks because he's just my favorite. And now that I'm meeting you, maybe you become my favorite.
Hey, I hope so. Well, I went to Gordon Parks' last photo exhibit in Los Angeles. I always admired him, man. He was a role model.
Yes.
Well, you know, Lamont is also one of the photographers who was on the very beginning of Motown, who photographed a lot of the artists who came out of Motown. Lamont, tell them some of the covers that you've covered, and who's your favorite model who you like to photograph.
Kathleen Bradley, because she's on the line next. We love Kathleen Bradley.
Kathleen is on the line.
She will be after you guys.
Well, you know, I started Jane Kennedy and Kathleen Bradley, both models. And I mean, guys were so envious because they were two of the most beautiful girls in the world.
They sure were.
And anytime I would shoot them and take them to a restaurant to eat afterwards, we'd tear down tables just to get the service. So, but yeah, they bring back a lot of memories and beautiful people inside also.
Well, I look forward to meeting you and Yvonne at the pre-Grammy party.
Yes, I look forward because I'm Miss Florida Diva, and maybe you can do something for me.
Okay, I know. Now let me ask him about the fifth dimension.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lamont, tell them how Aquarius became the hit and the story behind that, and then how you guys used to get booed off the stage when you finally got your big chance to perform with the Temptations.
Yeah, well, Aquarius, we were performing at the Americana in New York, and Billy Davis in the Fifth Dimension lost his wallet, and the guy found it and called him and said, "I found your wallet." And he said, "In New York City?" He said, "Yeah, all my credit cards are in it." "Yeah, and your money?" He said, "In New York." That's kind of phenomenal.
Wonderful.
We invited the guy to the show.
Mm-hmm.
When he came to the show, he said, "Well, I have a little show off Broadway. I want you guys to come see." So we went to the show, and it was Hair.
Oh.
And we said, "Man, we love this song, and can we do it?" He said, "Are you kidding?" And we did Aquarius from there, and it just goes to show you from $300 return, he made almost $300
million. Oh, that's really good. That's a wonderful story.
A beautiful story.
It made the Fifth Dimension, plus it brought him off Broadway and on Broadway. So
that's what I need, a good story.
It really does, you know, so, yep.
Well, you know.
Remember. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Dawn.
No problem. I have Pal Joey here. He's a Vegas singer as well. We need to get him down there. And he does a Frank Sinatra. Seriously. And, you know, and he's listening to this, and he's a singer, and he's so hungry. Is there a question you have for them? You know, they're in the business.
Yeah, why is it so rough? There's so many negative things out there.
Well, I mean, let me try. You don't focus on that. See, that's why my model is dreams are nothing more than plans awaiting action. And everybody should be soldiering for something, a dream. As long as you keep soldiering for whatever your dream is, your intentions, put a plan together, dreams are nothing more than plans awaiting action. And just stay focused, because the negative will definitely hold you down. And I can sit here and make you cry at all what I went through in Vegas.
I could believe it. I mean, because my dreams are starting to turn into nightmares.
Joey.
Don't say that. Because, you know, it's who you know. So
Let's let Lamont answer that question, since he is actually...
Thank you.
Well, my grandmother was a Cherokee Indian, and one thing, advice she always gave us, she said, "There's no such thing as competition until you..."
Okay. Are we still on the air? We lost you there.
Yeah, we lost him.
Oh, no.
Oh, no is right. Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, we'll get him back. If I don't know what happened, but I know Kathleen Bradley's on the line. And Kathleen, how are you?
Hello, I am here.
Are you listening to the show?
Yes, I am. I heard Lamont, my buddy. How ironic that you would have him on with me. I love him. That's my guy. Goes way back.
Wow.
We shared a lot together in film and magic and music and all that.
We just lost them on the air. They were calling from Vegas with Gerard. And so, you know, anything you'd like to say to him, because he's going to get this copy of the show.
Tell Lamont to pay his damn phone bill.
I love it. Well, let's play that intro again, Peter. I want to tell everybody who Kathleen Bradley is here. And here we go. 1 second. Here's a hint. Hint number one. Here we go. Okay. And Kathleen Bradley was the first African-American model on The Price is Right. And tell us your story, like how you started, Kathleen. A little bit about your history, what you're doing now. You got TV shows. You got books that are out. Fabulous. Yes.
Motivation speaker.
So very blessed. And yes, absolutely. I do have to start back from the very beginning when I left Ohio as a very young ingenue and came to Los Angeles. Lamont McLemore was one of the very first persons I met, and he did photograph me and Jane. He was such a wonderful photographer, jet photographer, and, you know, he did help kind of put me on the map and introduce me to some very instrumental people in my life who helped catapult my life to a whole nother degree. when I went to Maverick's flat, and he was working on a magazine with John Daniels, and I became involved in beauty pageants, and as a result, John Daniels put the Love Machine together.
Well, I remember.
I remember the Love Machine. Yes.
We were quite hot and really traveled all over the world. Traveled in Vegas, worked with Sammy Davis Jr., Julio Iglesias, Tom Jones, and, all of the above. And it was just wonderful, great. We were with Motown, Arista Records, and all the above, like I said. And, I then got into acting and modeling, and one thing led to another. After the second husband, I got it right.
There you go.
Yeah, but I was auditioned for a show. They needed a black model on The Price is Right.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it was 17 years before they had even a woman of color on that show to represent that show. Can you believe it?
Wow.
People can't believe that.
I can believe it.
In 1990, mm-hmm. And it was quite a big call for the models were trying out, about 250 of them. And I actually just happened to have my wonderful son in November. And I was like 3 months after they called me in, but I was in great shape.
Uh-huh.
So that's one thing I always encourage ladies out there. Don't blame it on no baby fat. When you're walking around, your belly's hanging out, you got them spandex pants on with that cottage cheese. Don't blame it on the baby fat. People have had babies after 12 years and stuff talking about, oh, that's the baby fat.
Right.
You know, I've always been just self-motivated. And especially being in the industry, your body and your face are your passport. So you have to be ready.
You have to be ready. And you are gorgeous. You are a very beautiful lady. You're gorgeous.
Thank you.
Now, Kathleen, real quick, do you remember your most memorable moment on The Price is Right?
Woo, most memorable one or the one I should not really want to remember because something didn't go right? Which one?
Whatever one you'd like to talk about.
Well, there was a time when I really first started working on the show, and contrary to what people believe, it's not quite as easy as it appears. We do have production meetings. Everybody has to hit their mark and do whatever when we have the blocking. But after a couple of months I was there, I got real familiar and really, just so happy and everything. And we have the green room adjacent to the stage. And if people don't know, the green room is where you go kind of relax and do stuff until you're ready to go do your little thing on your scene. So I'm in there talking in the green room to everybody and stuff, da-da-da-da-da. And you can see a monitor, looking at the monitor during the show, because it's shot live, but not live on television, but in real time. So I'm looking at the monitor and everything, and the door opens, a new car. And I am not there. I am the model for that scene on the new car.
Oh, my God,
I got sick. I went, oh, no, I'm supposed to be there. Oh, my God. And then the stagehands running back. Kathleen, where are you? So when they broke away, I suddenly appeared there and everything. But as a result, I did that maybe twice.
Wow.
And Bob Barker and one of the directors and stage people, they called me into his office and they said, if you don't want to do this, we can get somebody else, to do it. Are you serious about this? Oh, I was so, heartsick because I'm such a professional.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really got caught up in the moment, and the timing is so important on that show. You better be the hell where you're supposed to be, and that never happened again.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, also, you have a book that's out that you are so excited about in a TV show.
Oh, yes. My book is called Backstage at The Price is Right,
ooh.
Memoirs of a Barker Beauty.
I just got chills.
It came out last year, and it took me about 7 years to write it, and I really, it was a labor of love. And actually, it is not a Bob Barker bashing book at all. It is a very good story. It's fun. It's light. But you got a lot of little dirt in it. It's from the 10 years I was on that show, from 1990 to 2000. My story, my history, what was going on. And I got a lot of nice photos in it and everything. And actually, best to go for people to really get a copy, go online
there
at www.kathleenbradley.tv.
Right.
KathleenBradley.tv. It's on my store, but it is on Amazon. You can get it there at my bookstore.
Well, we would like to get a copy of that, and then we'd like to have you back on the show and talk about it. Just a little briefing and kind of go through some little bit of chapter teasing.
I'd love to do that. And I'll send you the book and to come on there to Las Vegas. And, of course, I'm going to be staying with Lamont and his wife in his house. I'm inviting myself, Lamont. Get my bedroom ready.
Mm-hmm. I know we lost him. I can't believe it. But, you know, they're putting the pre-Grammys together for us, like we did in the old days.
Yes.
Oh, that's great, great. And, you know, I am in Lamont's book, too. He has his book. I don't think he got as far as to talk about his book.
I know.
It's a wonderful book out, people. You have to.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah, and it is called From Hobo Flats to the Fifth Dimension.
Wow.
Mm. A life fulfilled in baseball, photography, and music, Lamont McLemore. It's an excellent book, an easy read. Lamont has such a wonderful, joyful attitude and such a great sense of humor, and I just love him dearly, and I just hope and wish the best for him. He did like I did as well. We're self-publishing these books nowadays, people, ladies. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That's important.
You can self-publish. You yes. can do it yourself. Everybody has a story to tell. I don't care if you're Joe Schmo, if you're a nursing home and you do whatever you want to do. You got a story. Everybody, tell that story. It's all about how you tell it. There's a lot of help online now with different companies that will help you sell your book, write your book, and everything. So there's no excuse. Get up and do it.
Right. Now, how did you do it? Because I know Yvonne has a couple questions, too. Mm-hmm. You know, how did you self? Because people say, how do I do it? I have no clue.
You know what? Absolutely. Everything, there's so much online, on the computer, on the internet now. There's no way you should fail in life, anybody.
Right.
You can get a job. You can get education. You get a degree. You can find out how to do things. It's all there, written, and just do, you know, your due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything in life, and training and everything. And like I heard that gentleman on earlier talking about being in the music industry, you know, don't get discouraged.
There you go, pal. Joey, say hi.
Never get discouraged. You got to keep going and fulfill
Thank you.
Your dream. And I could detect in his voice, he's a gentleman of a little age range. And you
say
know,
say hi.
Yes, I am.
It does get discouraging.
I'm at that age
now. You
got to
keep going, believe in yourself. And if it's not working, what you're doing, try another flip it on it. Put a little flip on it. You got to have a little gimmick. You like even with the song, you got to have the right hook. And that hook, if it's catchy enough, over and over and over again, people will find themselves singing that song.
Yep.
They like that hook. And if you got something you're doing and you're presenting yourself in a certain manner, change up a little bit. If it's not working, you know, you don't want to compromise your talent or what you're doing, but you got to change up because it is very, very, very competitive in this music industry right now.
Oh,
right,
this,
it really is.
There's not many people out there, from what I'm told, that sound as much like Frank as I do.
Well, you need to just keep going.
Yeah.
You know what? Do Frank Sinatra revitalize with a twist on it or something, because there's
yes.
so many Franks out there. Mm-hmm. Even though you sound great, you know, do some kind of twist. Stay on your social media. Make some kind of... I don't tell people to go out and get arrested.
Well, I could do that very easily.
But, you know, you got to make an impact somehow. And there's ways of doing that positively and... You know, sometimes they say no news is good news or bad news is even good news in this industry, unfortunately, but that's just kind of how the way it goes. But just keep going at it. Get yourself a little niche, a little twist, a little something. Go on Fiverr. Fiverr is so great. Fiverr, people. You can get anything on there. They can get you a new logo.
Ooh.
They can get you people on your Facebook.
Ooh, you there you go.
Oh, my God. It's incredible.
Where's that?
Fiverr. Fiverr.
Okay.
Okay.
You can get the people work over in Europe, overseas, a lot of them, all over India and Russia and everything. So $5 to them to do something is nothing. But you can give them a little tip. They'll give you a new logo. They'll get like 10,000 people on your Facebook. They'll have
wow
stuff. They'll help you write your book. They'll help you do a press release. They'll help you with your resumes. There's everything on there. It is incredible, people. You will not believe.
He needs a promoter. He
yes,
needs a promoter
definitely.
In Vegas. Exactly. And he doesn't know the ropes of that. But we're going to bring you back for him on a special, if you don't mind, Kathleen.
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome. And I know Yvonne has a question because we have about four callers on hold.
Because first of all, I did see you when you were on The Price is Right.
Yes.
And I felt so proud when you were there.
Oh, thank you, love. I
yes.
really did. You know what? And let me get this in because I know you're on a little time schedule there.
Uh-huh.
You know, and ladies and gentlemen, you know, I wrote the book with love and just try to get the book out and do whatever, spread the word and have a good time with it. But as a result, I got the book into the right hands for the right lady that I met, Delia Efron. Delia is a writer. She wrote Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Ooh.
We've got mail. And she got the book. She loved it. And right now, make a long story short, as a result, she and another very big producer here in Hollywood were shopping the book. We got a deal with Showtime.
Nice.
Oh, we
need a hand clap.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
Yes.
A 30-minute sitcom, and it's called 36-24-36.
Listen, tell me about the pageants. You were in the pageants, beauty pageants, or you judged them, or what?
No, I was in, I've judged a few beauty pageants, but I was primarily in them when I first came out here to Los Angeles.
Okay.
Which is a great venue, a vehicle for young ladies.
Yes.
You have to get exposure. You got to get out there, people. You can't get famous sitting down.
Right.
Being at home, not networking. Networking, like I said, because I got this deal for Showtime. I was out networking in Beverly Hills at a women's seminar conference and met this lady. So
wow. Yes, you got to get out there. And tell me about your motivation speaking. You speak to young ladies about the business, young people about the business. Is that what you do?
Everything. You know, I have a lot of different subjects, and it's on my website, too. Once again, people, KathleenBradley.tv. I have a very nice little website there. You can go in and talk about my motivational speaking. I love speaking to young ladies, of course. I'm a woman, and I know what it's like. You know, when you can experience things that you know others are experiencing or going through rough or hard times that I've gone through, now I can help them maybe buffer through or go through it a little less more, you know, to the degree where they're going to make better results. Because, like, once again, the social media, my God, I wish I'd have had that back then. But I do talk to them about self-esteem, where you want to go, and really about how you really let these young men treat you. Don't let them treat you certain ways.
I got
you. Don't give into them, you know, and don't give it up too quick.
Right? That's good advice. I want to thank you for all that good advice. I'm Miss Florida Diva. I'm the co-host here.
Beautiful. Right. And she's 80 years old.
Yes,
you won't
I'm 80
high.
Years old.
Heard,
and I promote beauty at any age.
I know.
Well, I would love to come there and see a guest and speak for any of the ladies or young ladies groups that you have. I do that. I'm traveling a lot more now and getting back in the mainstream, and love to play golf. Anybody out there got a golf tournament, I'll come.
Ooh. Well, you were talking about PR publicists. That's what I do, Kathleen. We have to talk because you know me. I have a lot of events I can get you in for sure.
I know that's right,
talk.
Dawn. And Dawn, I'm so glad that we reconnected once again. You know, timing is everything.
You're right.
I believe it's called divine order.
That oh, yeah.
Dawn and I did an interview. She interviewed me many years ago at Bonnie Hilton Sweeney's pre-Grammy party.
That's right. And you actually kind of coordinated everybody. You said, you know, to Steve Williams, and you had, who else was that? Reba Jackson. Everybody was on the, Paul Mooney. You said, everybody sit down. We're just going to do the whole show.
Oh, my God. Wasn't it wonderful? It was just back then, and everybody was coming out, and it was so great and so well orchestrated.
Wow.
So I'm just hopeful that you all love to come to the pre-Grammy party revitalized there in Vegas.
And we'll be there.
A lot of the people that used to come out then would like to, you know, take part in it. So let's do it.
Well, Kathleen, we might get married down there, so you have to do a double. We may have a wedding.
Oh, you are? Who's getting married?
Me, probably. We're still working on it.
Oh, that's right. You did mention something, honey.
Well, I'm taking my bridesmaid down just in case. Just in case.
Unless I get him socks that say cold feet on it. I'm not sure yet.
Me and Lamont can do a duet. We'll sing something.
Okay.
Very cool. Well, thank you. And I want to get your son on. He's an artist. We're going to bring him on. I would love to have him.
Sir Reddington. S-I-R, capital R-E-D-D-I-N-G-T. Sir Reddington, my son, he's a rap artist. He's actually really very good. He's in a contest right now here in L.A.
Nice.
But, you know, he's doing his thing, and I'm real proud of him. And, you know, you'll hear more about him.
Well, we're going to bring him on. And I want you to call back again. I know we're going to have other callers asking questions. And anytime you're in Florida, I'd love you on the station with us.
Oh, you know that.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, we'll yes, it's been very exciting.
All right.
Thank you, Kathleen
so
Bradley.
Much.
Thank you all.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Take care.
What an amazing woman.
What
I'll tell you.
She?
Yeah, you know, she gave me a memory maker, you know, and so we've
got
more.
Gave me excitement.
I know, isn't that fun?
And Joey.
And Paul Joey, advice.
Yes.
Lots of it. No negativity on the show at all. No more from this point on. I am the fairy godmother. Anyways, we have a couple guests that have been waiting and waiting, and we got more guests. Let's go to Daryl Littleton, comic. Is he still there? Daryl.
Yes, he is. How are you?
I am super fabulous. Thank you so much. Remember Kathleen Bradley?
Yes, I do.
I know. You were one of my first.
Doesn't everybody?
I know. Yes. Well, you know, Daryl was, let me kind of intro. I was one of the reporters at the pre-Grammy party with Bonnie Hilton Sweeney, and Daryl came in with Shang. And you two cracked me up. You were my first comic interview out of college. And tell everybody.
Wow.
I know. Did you not know that?
I did not know that.
No, I know.
I did not know that. You were fresh out of college?
I was. I went to broadcasting for 5 years. Yes.
You probably look like you were out of high school, so that's why I didn't really even realize.
She still looks like she's out of high school.
Oh, you're so sweet. Now, Daryl.
I thought you had snuck in, and it's like, well, we'll do this little minor of favor real quick, but hurry up. Wait. Get out of here before they bust you.
Uh-oh. Well, Daryl is a famous comic. Daryl, mm-hmm. Tell everybody your website, what you're doing, and a little bit of your stand-up comic. You're on the air live.
Yeah, I just released an album called Too Raw for Mainstream. The title was inspired by something Tracy Morgan said to me one time. And you can get that not only at iTunes, but you can get it at funnylit.com. My last name is Littleton, so that should be easy to remember. Lit. Funnylit. FUNNYLIT.com. You can get all my books and my CDs and so forth. I have written 5 books. One was called Black Comedians on Black Comedy, turned into the Showtime documentary. That's what's interesting that Kathleen mentioned Showtime. They're great to deal with. We did the documentary Why We Laugh, and that aired on there. And I do speaking engagements where I go around, I screen the documentary, which is on the full history of African American comedy. We've got great people in there: Dick Gregory, Chris Rock. We've got Marla Gibbs. We've got a ton of folks in there, and. That was on Showtime, and it's called Why We Laugh, and you can get that at the website, funnylit.com, as well.
Fabulous.
And where are you working live at now?
Oh,
presently.
Where am I now? I'm actually in Los Angeles. I live in Alabama, small town, 1,700 people. Well, 1,699, because I'm not there right now.
Oh, what part of Alabama?
It's near Tuscaloosa. It's a small town called Sawyerville.
Oh.
So if anybody's familiar with Greensboro, Alabama,
I'm just
Alabama.
Familiar with Birmingham.
I'm 90 minutes away from Birmingham, and that's the closest airport. It's like an hour and a half away from me. By the time I drive to the airport, I probably could have drove to where I was flying to.
Right.
How far the airport is. Yeah.
I know where that airport is. Yes.
Well, Daryl, who is your agent or promoter? Do you book yourself? Because we have an artist here. There's no negativity, Paul, don't we?
My manager is Roger Neal of Neal NPR and management. So if your guy wants to reach out to him, he's great. He's a manager as well as a publicist.
Does he do singers?
On that.
Yeah,
I'm sure he does do singers. Yeah, because he's represented managers who've had bands, really big bands as well. And he's done actors. The guy used to manage Bob Hope. Yeah, so I'm very fortunate to have him.
Well, can we talk about Pal Joey? Because he's an artist that is a Frank Sinatra. You've been in show business for a long, long time, and we're just helping his career.
Rat Packer.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of Frank. I'm a big fan of the Rat Pack, period.
Yes.
I love Frank.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell him.
If you want to hear what I sound like, and that's up to you.
Send it to him.
You could just Google my name, Pal Joey Olivo, and I've got a few songs on there, and then I'm on Facebook as well.
Good.
Okay. I know. And so Daryl, can you give us can you do a little stand-up here? Internet stand-up?
Well, I was telling you about my cousin. Well, I have a cousin in Alabama, and his name is Jimmy. And, you know, some people in the country are just real country. Like, if I had a nickel for every tooth he had in his mouth, I'd have a nickel.
Wait, I got to go to the dentist next week. I'm going to run out. keep going. I'm sorry. I'm not your heckler.
He's just still upset they put Michael Vick in prison for, you know, killing, you know, dogs. And he says, but nobody said anything to these Chinese restaurants. So he's really off the chain kind of guy.
That's good. Oh, I like that. So where are they going to be seeing you? Where can they follow you? Where are you playing next? We need to bring you down to Tampa.
Yeah. Well, I'm playing tonight. It's a Halloween show. And it's going to be at the Comedy Union, which is a pretty big club out here in Los Angeles. And I'm going be going, well, I'm doing Glendale College next week, and then I'm going back on the road. I'll be in Philadelphia. I'm trying to get out to Florida, and I'm working with a guy now. I'm not going to drop his name, but we're trying to hook something up to get me out there to Florida.
That's wonderful.
Tell him to get in touch with Renee Hart from the Improv. I'm Daryl, you know, I went to comedy school five times over, and I'm not a professional comic, but she said, you, Dawn, you're not a comic because you did not graduate. But Renee Hart owns where she she is with the Improv.
From the School of Comedy.
But you do also teach comedy. As I remember.
Yeah, as I say, I go around, I do speaking engagements, and my book, though, is taught at USC. The book Black Comedians on Black Comedy is taught at USC, and we're actually trying to get it into Harvard. I'm on the advisory board of the Comedy Hall of Fame, and which is great, you know, and I'm the first African-American on the 26-member board. Ooh. And I brought in Franklin Ajayi. I brought in Robert Townsend as board members, and we are currently, because the goal of the Comedy Hall of Fame is to elevate comedy to the status of the other recognized arts, such as theater and painting and song and musicianship and so forth. We're trying to elevate it because comedy, for some reason, even though it has the same illustrious career as those other arts, is not viewed as seriously as those. Right. In other words, you're not going to just try to call yourself a concert pianist and jump up on a stage and demand people's money or, you know, acting or anything else. But everybody feels they can be a comic, and that's not the case.
It's hard. Yes.
To really find your voice. Yeah, it is hard. It's easier to be a comedic actor or actress because the lines are there, and if you know how to act, you can embody that character, but the funny is there. You have to create the funny.
Did you ever go to comedy school, or was it hard knocks reality life that turned you into a comic?
Here's the thing about comedy school. A lot of them teach you the basics. You know, they teach you how to structure a joke, which is great. And, you know, they teach you how to stage techniques and so forth. I wrote a book called How to Be Funny. You can also get that at funnylit.com. And we're getting ready to make that into a documentary similar to my first book. And so anything you want to know, if you're a beginning comic, intermediate comic, or a seasoned professional, all three levels are covered in this book.
Nice.
And that's why we're making it into a documentary. And, my God, the documentary is not going to be just instructive. It's going to be funny for anybody to just go and see and say, wow, that was funny. And if you're trying to learn something from it, it's just the added plus. You're going to pick all that stuff up.
Well, Daryl, being a real comic, don't you have to really have something that you can't be taught? I mean, something within you that usually people say from their background and how they were treated, lots of times they turn it around and become a comic or funny. They use that to become funny.
Well, that's the great part about the book I wrote, because I do a lot of things in comedy, and I just got into comedy to be a stand-up. Ended up being a comedy producer, doing voiceovers, doing comedy acting, putting together shows for comedians, writing books on comedy, writing scripts. So what I point out in this book is, it saves a lot of people a lot of time, how you identify your lane that you're trying to go to in the comedy world. If you're physical, and identify it based on not what you want, but what people respond to. If you're a physical comic and you're going up there and every time you make people laugh, whether professionally or just in regular life, based on your physicality and the things you do, you're a physical comic. Don't try to go up there and be Lenny Bruce or Paul Mooney and be a wordsmith. That's not your forte. If you are a wordsmith, don't try to go up there and just be a physical comic and halfway do the physicality, because you have to really commit as a physical comic. If you're a wordsmith who does not have performance skills, maybe you should be a comedy writer. If you like to travel, maybe being in movies and television is not your thing. Maybe you should be a road comic. Maybe you should be on cruise ships. Yeah. If you want to stay stationary, look at being a comedy actor.
Right.
Versus saying, I want to travel the world. Well, that's not really what you want. You think you want it, and you want to see the world, but your niche is you really want to stay home with your family, your roots or whatever. Try to get into television.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you can come home every single night.
Yes, well, thank you very much for that wonderful information, and we're looking for you to call us again We're always ready to talk to you about comedy.
Sure. And I know one quick question that our producer has, and we have our Skip Martin on the line from Las Vegas. So thank you, Skip, for holding. We'll be right with you. And also Dora is on the line.
Yeah, Daryl, in your opinion, who's an upcoming comic? Because we know about the greats like Will Ferrell and Adam Sandler and Jim Carrey and guys like that. But who's an upcoming comic right now that's kind of flying under the radar that nobody knows about, in your opinion?
Well, my two favorite comedians right now who I think will be the benchmarks of our generation are Corey Holcomb and Bill Burr.
Oh, okay.
And I think a lot of people have heard of Bill Burr. Maybe Corey Holcomb is flying a little bit more under the radar. Both of them had specials on television and so forth. And both of them are extremely respected in the comedy community, and they're both hilarious.
Well,
We'd be looking forward to hearing from them.
Yes, and Daryl, thank you so much. I know our time is short. We have 10 minutes left, and it's gone so fast today.
Oh, wonderful.
Wow.
I don't want to hold up any of the other guests. I hope they have a great interview with you. And thank you for having me on. Everybody have a happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you.
Yes, and we're going to get you down here. I got some people I know that I'll get you in, and we'll get you in the studio here for the full hour.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you. Okay. God bless. Daryl Littleton, famous comic. And we have Skip Martin from Vegas. Skip, how are you?
Fine. How are you guys?
Fabulous. Are you enjoying the show?
I'm enjoying it. I think Gary Owens is a new up-and-coming comic that's incredible.
Nice. I love the lead-in. Mm-hmm. I love it. I agree. And also, too, hold on the line. We're going to play your music. I want everyone, as I used to be with Kool and the Gang, you're on your own. Actually, I met you through a friend, Charles, that had just passed away from Kool and the Gang, that opened the doors for me. And he said, call Skip in Vegas. And I was on your music video. And I was a flight attendant. I got kicked out.
My first Kool and the Gang record was Raw Hamburger.
Really?
Yep.
Well, we got 10 minutes left, and we're going to play some.
He must be old.
No, he's not old.
Yeah, well, I'm at that age now. When I pass the restroom, I feel I have to use it.
Skip, hold on the line. We're going to play your song. Hold on.
Okay.
And we're back. Wow, Skip. Yeah. I just want to swing on the hammock on our sailboat. I just love that.
I like it.
Wow.
I like that song very much.
So where can people buy it? Real quick, we have, I don't know, 7 minutes. I got to bring you back again. And I know that we have a couple good questions here for you in the house. But where can they buy your CD, your website, everything about you?
iTunes. You can go to my website, Skip Martin Music. But you can get it on iTunes. CD Baby, I'm being distributed through Sony Records and Red Distribution. And my song is on the ballot this year for the Grammy, so I'm getting my, hopefully I can get a nomination. It's in the first level, so thank you
wonderful.
Very much.
Wow, I believe
that's
that.
Wonderful.
I believe that. Now, Pal Joey, we have in the house, I don't know if you've been listening. He's been a singer, Frank Sinatra, a fabulous singer, and he has a question for you real quick.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time. I don't have any representation. I'm trying to promote myself, and that's not easy. A lot of people take advantage of you. I used to sing a lot of R&B when I was younger. Of course, I had a very high falsetto voice. I used to do a lot of stylistics. Now I just, since I lost that part of my voice, I'm doing more or less standards.
What's your question?
What do I got to do to get out? Do I need to get an agent? Do I need to get it? How do I get an agent? How do
He's
I get a manager?
He's a singer. He's a Frank Sinatra singer here in Tampa.
Okay. So this is what my suggestion to you. You don't need an agent or you don't need a promoter or you need this and that because you have free access to YouTube. You have the free access to Instagram. You have the free access to Periscope. These are all social medias that don't cost you any money that reach millions of people that you will never meet.
Okay.
Right.
But do it yourself.
But
take your phone and tell you yourself. Take your phone and video yourself singing a Frank Sinatra song. You know, film years that when I was 21, it was a very good year. And film yourself.
Can okay? I steal you know, a little love?
Even if it's for 5 minutes or 3 minutes or 2 minutes or 30 seconds. 30 seconds is ideal.
Right.
It's like taking the girl home and then not having sex with her and saying, bye, I'll see you later. You know, it makes it to make you call you back.
My producer's cracking up at that one.
That's definitely a quickie.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Hey, is that a quick way to analogy to get you to get it? That's all I'm saying.
Right. I got
you. Skip, so where are you performing at now?
All right.
Thank you.
Skip.
Yeah.
Where are you performing at now, presently?
I perform all over the world.
Okay.
I don't perform in any one place. I just finished, I was in Denver last night, night before last, with Rick Derringer and Mickey Thomas and Jefferson Starship and Wally Palmer from The Romantics and a guy named Mike Reno from Loverboy.
Wow.
So in other words, you stay very busy.
Well, who do they call to book you? Who do they call to book you, Skip?
You can call or you can touch bases with my website, Skip Martin Music. You can reach my office at 702-390-2835. That's the office here to Sound Success. And somebody will be sure to accommodate you. If it's not myself, it will be somebody because I'm pretty busy and I can't do it all.
I gotcha. Well, Skip, I definitely want to bring you back. I want to play more music, and I'd love to have you call back next week. If it's possible, are you open to call next week? As well? Are you there?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, because I have 2 minutes to go.
I know you're rushing. My comedic answer to that is I'm available. I mean, I'm free, but I'm not free, but I'm reasonable.
I gotcha. I'll play your music. If not, we'll get you on the following. But I want to thank you so much, Skip. What a memory you maker you are in my life of meeting you from Charles. And thank you.
And I
have to get to my next caller to tell her she'll be back as well. And Skip, thank you. And again, his music is amazing. We'll put his information up on the Tantalk site. Okay, he's out. And then Dora, Miss Dora.
Hi, John.
Thank you. I need to bring you in the studio as a special VIP guest. Thank you so much. Our guest, you know, kind of went over throughout that whole hour. It went so fast. And
that's all right. I want to compliment you on your show. It's amazing. I was listening to Kathleen Bradley. It's a small world, in fact, because back in 1996, I had an accidental luncheon with Kenneth Martell, who represented Sammy Davis Jr. as well as Paula and John. And I had met Sammy when I was about 13 years old.
Wow. Dora was in Best Friends, my favorite movie with Burt Reynolds. And Dora, we're going to do more of a documentary on you next week. You're going to be my first guest kickoff, okay? So we're going to give you more than enough time. If you don't mind, because we're just wrapping up the show. We have like 30 seconds left. Is that okay with you? She's gone. Okay. Well, we want to thank you. We're done. We're out. Thank you for all my guests. Everybody, bye. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Wow. Too fast of a show. Too fast. Wait.